With Amex Platinum, you get priority notify with global dining access by Resy, so you can get first dibs if a spot opens up at restaurants. And compliments to the chef turns into compliments to your Platinum card. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
With Harry Douglas, I'm Freddie Coleman, and welcome to the best show on your radio. You know it better as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app, as well as SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in, and I'll tell you a smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Before we get to sauce, and more sauce involving the Four Horsemen, meaning me, Harry, Shannon Penn, and Devin King, our producers, news from Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL Insider, the Miami Dolphins, Harry, placing quarterback Tua Tagovailoa on injured reserve, according to what sources have told him. He's going to be out a minimum of 4 games. So the Dolphins today placing Tua Tagovailoa on injured reserve. He'll be now out a minimum of 4 games before he's allowed even close to being back on the football field.
Just still an unfortunate situation that Tua is in this situation again for, you know, a third time in the last 2 years, I would say. But also now when you look at the quarterback position for the Miami Dolphins, Skylar Thompson is going to have to step up. And then they just signed Tyler Huntley. So, you know, two guys right there to who's going to have to fight it out. And Miami's going to have to see what they can do from a game plan standpoint to be able to make sure that these quarterbacks can give them the best chance to win on Sundays.
I'm surprised they didn't make a run at Ryan Tannehill, a veteran with that kind of experience. I know he may not know the offense. He does not know the offense like the quarterbacks that they have right now, but a guy like that as a veteran insurance, I'm surprised they didn't try to make a run at him, because even on the couch, even at home, he seems to have a better arm that can work in that offense than the two guys they think that are going to make that work for at least 4 games, with Tua Tagovailoa being out, being placed on injured reserve.
No, I agree. I agree with you, Freddie. Yeah.
So we'll see. But like we mentioned, Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL Insider reporting, Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa being placed on injured reserve by the team. He'll now be out a minimum of 4 games. By the way, part of We Know Talent is brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, they know talent. So do yourself a favor and visit roberthalf.com today.
Who's in?
Are they in?
And who's out?
Where are they?
Out, out.
It's time to find out from the Freddie and Harry Selection Committee.
So, I don't know whose idea this was. I just got the text last night, part of our text chain. But they said it's going to be best sauces. So, Shannon Penn, Devin King, whose idea was that?
So, the reason why we went with sauces today, because when you had the Wings of Hate game last night between the Eagles and the Falcons, had the Falcons lost, Harry Douglas would have had to eat blue cheese, he hates.
He can't stand it.
So, with that being said, we decided, because we're a drippy show, we're going with Selection Committee Best Sauces.
Well done, Shannon Penn. You can tell us what is your favorite sauce. What do you think is the best sauce at 1-800? That means 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. In your opinion, what is the best sauce? We'll have a list when you have to say 888-729-3776. But before we get to you, we get to us. So,
number one.
All right, Harry, what is the best sauce in your humble and solicited opinion?
There's nothing better than some creamy ranch sauce. So I'm going with ranch as my number one because I love the way it tastes. I love the way it makes me feel. I love that you can put it on just about any and everything. And it just gives me that feeling like I am good. My ranch is here. And my kids love ranch as well, too.
Okay, you can't bring your kids to the equation when making a decision, by the way.
Okay.
It's got to be solely you. I love Princey and Harrison, but they can't be a part of the selection committee. You've already drafted Christine Lisi, who is our tiebreaker, our Sports Center anchor goddess, into your evil web to make sure things work in your favor, so you can't have the kids.
Well, who doesn't like a creamy ranch sauce?
I'm not a ranch fan, so you know I'm not going there with you.
What?
To me, I'm not a ranch fan. I'm not a ranch fan. I'm a barbecue sauce fan. So barbecue's the best sauce.
Is that your vote?
That's
my
your number
vote.
One?
That's my number one barbecue sauce. I don't care if it's yellow gold from South Carolina, if it's the deep red from Kansas City, is what you put on brisket in Texas, if it's the North Kakalaki kind of sauce. If you give me some good barbecue sauce, move out the way and let Freddie get busy as far as I'm concerned. So
hi, Freddie, I see you, baby. Get busy.
Exactly. Move out the way. Meet me outside. Meet me outside when it comes to that. Shannon Penn, your favorite sauce. We got ranch for Harry, Barbecue for me. Where are you landing?
Oh, a barbecue is an excellent selection. Excellent.
Which means
I have
them
very high
it.
On my list. Very high on my big board.
But not number
but
one.
But not number one. Number one for me, I got to go with the marinara red sauce.
Okay.
Everybody loves Italian food. You get that marinara on regular spaghetti. If you want to do it in I don't know, in some other pasta. Mm-hmm. Marinara. What? It's Mary, great.
You like the red sauce?
Lasagna?
Is number one?
Oh, it's good. It's chicken parm, veal parm, some other parm.
Mr. Red Sauce Man for number one.
Eggplant wow. parm. I helped you. Eggplant parmesan.
Yes, yes.
I'm not
yes.
an eggplant fan, but it goes on eggplant parmesan as well.
Yes, eggplant parm.
Okay, pizza, you know, the whole 9 yards. Okay. All right. So, Devin King, what about you? We got marinara from Shannon. We got barbecue from me. We got ranch from Harry. Devin, where are you landing on your best sauce?
And I need something that tastes good.
Right. Oh.
But I need I need versatility.
Okay. look at Mr. Flexible here.
I need versatility. And that's why I'm going with ranch. I'm with
Adam,
wow,
baby.
Really?
That's what I'm
ranch
talking
goes
about.
On wow. any oh. and everything.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. God. Me and my boy Dad putting that work in.
You
man.
Know what I saw oh, at a fair God. Online?
Oh.
They that? Were making deep fried ranch.
Yeah.
Why would they make deep fried ranch? For
I don't know, and I don't care. Give it to me.
Freddie and Shannon scared of that ranch sauce, man. We love that ranch sauce.
Let's be honest here. Yeah. When we put this list out on social,
uh-huh.
no one's going to complain about ranch.
Yeah, everybody's yeah. going to complain
no one
about
is gonna,
ranch.
No, literally no one.
Because ranch is love. The number one debate is going to be, ranch is not a sauce.
No, it's
that's
a sauce.
More of a topic.
No.
So we're telling them to shut up.
It's a condiment.
Yeah, you can tell them to shut up. I'm going to agree with them. Shannon's going to agree with them. As far as I get, so ranch, 2-1 favorite.
Damn right.
Oh, Lord. That's number one. So what is?
Number two.
Well, I'm sticking with barbecue sauce. I'm not backing off of that. That should be number one, but I'm going with that, this barbecue sauce.
There's this reoccurring theme with me.
Yeah.
You know, I like creamy sauces.
Oh, Lord. He's not picking barbecue at all.
Number two for me is going to be Alfredo sauce.
Not a bad choice. Okay.
Wonderful choice.
Linguine, fettuccine,
yeah.
angel hair. I'm not opposed
when
to Alfredo.
When I cook the chicken on the stove and I make... Uh-huh. Like this stuff, spinach stuff, chicken.
Okay.
I make this Ooh. Nice, you know, homemade Alfredo sauce and pour it on top of it or whatnot.
Spinach stuffed chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, which, that sounds
stuffed
good.
With spinach and cheese.
Oh, ooh, never mind.
Alfredo ain't even a real sauce. Hey. Keeping it a buck. Whoa, all Alfredo wow. is like a creamy cheese sauce. That's all it is.
Nah,
so you don't like the creamy cheese sauce?
Barbecue sauce is ketchup with some spices. What are that's you talking about?
That's definitely not true.
Shannon, you that don't like the silly. Creamy cheese sauce?
I mean, I get down with cream and cheese sauce, but at number two, though?
Cheese sauce. I didn't even think about cheese sauce.
I can't believe we're sauce shaming people now already two sauces in.
A little cream, a little parmesan, that's all it is.
What's your vote, Shannon?
Okay, Shannon, what is your vote?
My vote. I'm going with Freddie here. Barbecue.
Attaboy.
Absolutely.
Wow,
all the different ways. Barbecue chicken.
Absolutely.
Brisket.
Absolutely.
Ribs.
Come on now.
Oh, finger licking good.
Well, I got a secret. Okay. If it's cooked the right way, you don't need sauce for it.
Well, then explain your chicken having the Alfredo sauce on it then, if it's cooked the right way.
That's how my kids love it.
Well, you can make them love without the sauce, though. No, you the dad.
I do what they want.
You the dad.
I do what they want.
Wow, you can fuck them quick enough.
All right, Dave, so here we go. We got two for barbecue.
And one for Alfredo.
One for Alfredo.
Uh-huh.
Listen, barbecue is definitely on my list, and I'm not going to introduce my next sauce
okay.
until later,
All right.
maybe next, so I'm going to go barbecue as well. I think Attaboy. That's a solid number two.
Attaboy. See,
okay.
I like Alfredo, but I don't think Alfredo's number two. It might appear later.
Okay.
I got to cook some ribs for y'all so y'all can taste my ribs. They don't need no sauce. No sauce.
Sometimes ribs are good without a dry rub or anything like that. But it depends on who's cooking it. If you got a terrible cook and no sauce in the ribs, you can't eat at their house anymore because that means they completely took you away as far as that goes. So number one, we got ranch. Number two, we got barbecue in the Freddie Harris Selection Committee with a little help from Shannon Penn and Devin Kinn, our producers. Best sauces on this Tuesday on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Number three.
What you got for number three, Harry? I know where you're going.
Number three for me is going to be Yum Yum sauce. I love me some yum yum sauce.
Underrated. Yum yum sauce.
Mm. You can put it on your meat. You can put it on your rice.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it on your noodles.
I bet you can. You set yourself up for that.
You can put it everywhere you want to put it.
Okay.
Yum yum sauce, number three for me.
All right. Devin King, what you got there? What you got?
He's That's
got,
a good pick.
That is a very good pick. Very good pick.
Listen, I like taste, okay. I like versatility.
Oh.
And I like to travel around the world sometimes.
Talk to us.
Come on now.
This is in the same, you know, kind of place.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Give me sweet and sour. Sweet and sour
Ooh.
Sauce.
Ooh.
You can get it at fast food, some nuggets.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sweet and sour sauce.
Okay.
You'll take sweet and sour over a Polynesian?
Depends on the day of the week.
I was going to say, depends on what it is.
But I think if eight out of 10 times, I'm taking sweet and sour.
Yeah, but the Polynesian is not a bad – that's not a bad B option. I'm with you on that one. Shannon Penn, where are you landing?
Very, very good options there at number three. I'm going to have to disagree with both of you guys.
Of course.
I'll go with I'll go with soy sauce. We're gonna keep it in that
wait, how'd you say
it? Soy sauce. Soy sauce.
The hell is that, Shannon?
Soy.
It's like B without the boy.
Soy sauce.
You put an E on soy.
You put an IE on the end of it. Soy sauce.
You good, man?
Soy sauce. My number three.
Your number three. I'm going to sweet and sour. I'm a big fan of that. When Devin said that, I was going to put Alfredo there, but you know, I like sweet and sour better than Alfredo. So we got that at number three of our best sauces on the selection committee.
Number four.
I'm going back to Alfredo now. Alfredo. That's got to be it. That number four for me.
I'm going with Alfredo. How much do you love Alfredo sauce, though, Freddie?
Well, it has the best part about Alfredo has Fred in the middle. And when Fred's in the middle, that's a good thing.
Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord!
So I'm going with Alfredo. Devin, what about you?
All right, we might have something here because.
Okay, listen. All right, now.
I like Alfredo sauce as much as the next guy.
All right.
But if you go to an Italian restaurant, what's the sauce that they want to perfect? What's the basis of everything in Italian food? It's tomato sauce.
It's tomato sauce.
I'm going tomato sauce. And I love Alfredo sauce, but I'm going tomato.
Okay. What about you, Shannon?
I will agree with Devin Kane. Tomato/marinara, absolutely. Okay. That's number one.
All right, so we have our first. We need a tiebreaker.
So y'all
situation.
Like the red sauce. Me and Freddie like the white creamy sauce. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got to break this tie.
Yes, we do. Christine. Wow, well done, Devin. Look at you playing to the judgette. As Christine Lisi, our sports and anchor.
She's
goddess.
Italian, so she knows Alfredo sauce. She knows tomato sauce.
Christine, my friend, your choices are me and Harry on the side of Alfredo sauce. Shannon Penn and Devin Kane are side of tomato sauce, so you break that tie.
Well, but before she does it,
Harry.
Hey, Miss Christine. I was telling Dev them I might go to the Bills game on Monday. I don't know yet, but it's up in the air. My bad, Miss Christine. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Are you
go
sitting
ahead.
In Daquan's box?
No, I might be in my other buddy's box.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I have to be honest, well, though, like. I don't like creamy sauces.
Oh, no.
Do you still love me, Harry?
I still do. Okay. You know okay. I do.
So that's why I have to go with the tomato sauce.
Great pick.
Of course it's a great pick. Your pick won. Of course it's a great pick. A dynamo. Devin going, that was a great pick. Of course, because your team won as far as that goes. So tomato sauce is number five. Okay. So we got that as Christine Lisi broke that tie.
Number five.
What about you, Harry Douglas? What's at number five?
I'm sticking with Alfredo sauce. Okay. I'm not letting go of that one.
Okay. I'm with you on that one. I'm saying Alfredo sauce. I know Shannon's shaking his head because he's not going there. So, Shannon Penn, we said
what
Alfredo
does Shannon
sauce.
Like? Damn.
That's a very good question.
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
We need a selection committee on what Shannon likes and doesn't like. We'd be here all night. Let's put it that way.
I'm glad you asked because right now, this is a selection that should have been higher.
Yeah,
there's
I agree
no
with
way,
this. I agree with
there's
this going.
No way that some of these trash selections made it higher on this list.
Hey.
It's gonna this sauce is going to drop, but I'm telling you right now, it's going to make everybody pay.
Okay.
So just be aware.
It won't.
Hot sauce in my bag.
Hot sauce,
Freddy. Hot sauce in my bag.
Hot sauce
in my bag. Swag.
Hot sauce, Freddy.
Hot sauce at number
yuck.
Five.
Yuck. Yuck and poo.
Listen, I'm with Shannon
sauce.
Here. Hot
I know
sauce.
You are.
I'm looking at this. I kind of forgot about hot sauce.
I'm not a hot sauce fan.
Me neither.
Hot sauce. It's so versatile.
It is versatile.
You can put hot sauce on anything.
Breakfast,
obviously,
lunch,
you really
dinner.
Can't.
Exactly.
You really can't put it on there.
What are you talking
this?
About? You can put it on your eggs in the morning. No, you can put it on your wrap in the afternoon.
You can't put it on ribs. Hot sauce on ribs, that ain't happening.
You can. You get spicy ribs. Look, you can put hot sauce on your chicken, on your fried fish. You can put hot sauce on your french fries if you get down like that.
I'm really sick now.
You put a little hot sauce in there. In your sauce for your shrimp,
nope.
Everything
cocktail sauce.
Pass.
I know
too.
Where I know where Pass. It doesn't go. I had a friend of mine back in the day. I told him to leave me alone. He didn't. He went to sleep. I put that hot sauce right on the crack of his eye. He woke up and he was struggling.
Good morning, Harry.
He was lying.
I don't think we had to go there with the friendship.
Well, I told him to leave me alone.
I understand that, but man, then you went to the hot sauce and standing on violence.
Hot sauce on my burrito, baby.
Not me. So Christine Lee has to break the tie again. Harry Douglas and I, once again, the same members of this group of the Four Horsemen, we're deciding Alfredo sauce. The Insane Clown Posse, known as Devin Kane and Shannon Penn, they decided to go with hot sauce. So, Christine, where are you breaking the tie?
You already said it. Well, for the record, she doesn't like the creamy sauce.
I don't like creamy, so I would have to go. I wish she would change it to hot honey, because that's actually better than hot sauce.
Ooh, that's good, too, though.
See, I'm not a hot honey fan either. I'm not a hot sauce fan.
So, officially, what's your selection?
Oh, we know what a selection
hot
is.
Sauce.
Oh, thank you, Christine.
I just don't like creamy stuff. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. We knew what we'd gotten into. Well, we're no longer friends with Shannon. Christine. Yeah, we appreciate Christine. Yeah, we appreciate Miss Christine Lisi. The other two guys, we don't appreciate them anymore. So last but not least.
Number six.
Harry, are we staying on Alfredo or are we going somewhere else?
Like,
we have to go somewhere else.
You're going
to
lose that one. Yeah,
introduce some sauces.
Yeah. If it's a tiebreaker, really you're going to lose
it. We really man. Are. So we got to go somewhere else.
All right, so I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with a garlic butter sauce.
Ooh. Like when you use that, you can put that on the when you got the clam strips and everything.
Yep, or shrimp.
Is it creamy garlic butter or just regular garlic butter?
The creamy it depends.
It has to be regular garlic butter.
Yeah, exactly.
Now.
Yeah.
Because if it's creamy, if it's a tie, I'm not going to win.
Yeah. I love the butter sauce. When you get like steamers, like the steamers and everything, and dip them in that as well. So, yeah, it'll spread it all over the top of it. So, yeah, I'll side with you since I know you're not going to have any help from Shannon and Devin. So, all right, Devin Kane, what about you? Where are you landing?
Actually, I'm gonna go next.
I'm sorry,
year.
Shannon. Go ahead.
Plenty of selections here. I'm a little disappointed that salsa didn't make the list higher because that's a great selection.
Not versatile enough. I hear you.
We mentioned Yum Yum earlier.
That's a good one.
I'm really, really, truly disappointed in Freddie not mentioning Sauce Gardner. So I'm hurt by that.
Come on, we already had one human being make the list full of dogs. I think we met our quota for the rest of the year.
So I'll go Sauce. No. I'll go Sauce Gardner.
Okay.
Best cornerback in the NFL.
All right.
Okay. Sauce Gardner. That's my pick.
Okay. No, you're not getting that the fly with Devin, so go right ahead,
the
Devin.
Best corner in the NFL?
Listen, I want dessert represented here.
Okay.
You talk about versatility.
All right. I'll look out now.
Where are you going with this one?
I want to know, too.
Chocolate sauce.
Oh, Lord. Damn, came off the top ropes. How much do you love chocolate sauce?
As much as you can put on it.
What does it do for you, though?
Fills me up.
You know what? I got to go with Devin on this one, chocolate sauce. I got to go with you, Devin, on this one. I'm going to side with Devin.
I'm switching because who don't love chocolate sauce? So I'm going chocolate sauce. Who doesn't love chocolate sauce?
Exactly. Suede. So chocolate sauce is number six. We completely swayed on that one. As soon as
ain't
he said
nothing
that,
like some chocolate sauce, baby.
If anything, that should be higher on the list, chocolate sauce, now that I think about it. That should be higher on the list.
Sure should.
But it is where
it
is.
That ranch looking real Bryce Young right now. I'm just throwing that out there.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't think so, Shannon.
Everyone loves ranch. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, ranch is cool and everything. I mean, we can kick it. Yuck. We just can't come around here anymore. And that's what ranch is. Like, it can make the list, but just not number one.
Mm-hmm.
Ranch told me that looked like Janet Jackson, came around here and looked like Freddie Jackson. That's all I'm saying.
So, Shannon, if you had the choice to pick between ranch sauce and chocolate sauce, which one are you picking?
Oh, chocolate
why?
Sauce, number one.
But why? Why? What?
I love the chocolate too.
I'm stopping everybody right now. So those are
those
are top best sauces, our top six. Boy, we're going to hell. On the Freddie and Harry selection committee, we got at number six chocolate sauce, at number five hot sauce. I don't know how they made it. At number four, tomato/marinara. At number three, sweet and sour. At number two, barbecue sauce. And at number one, I don't know how this made it number one. It comes to ranch sauces. Those were voted on. Decided on, all about voted on the Freddie and Harry selection committee. So what is the best sauce? Take issue, please, with the number one sauce on our top of our list.
Ranch.
At 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What is your best sauce? What is your favorite sauce? 888-729-3776. We're here. What you have to say after Harry gives you all the sauce you need from this word from Depend.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening, because health is a long game, and it sure is to win. Now, here's the cool part of it all. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 40 cents for every purchase of Shields, Guards, and Real Fit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at Depend.com.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No, don't. mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7-foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fadeaway jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona called 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts 1-800-327-5050. Iowa 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico called 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Together on the Electric Circus, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance and Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in, and I'll tell you, smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We knew it was going to get some contentious, and when it comes to the election committee, we were not disappointed when it came to the best sauces. Chocolate sauce, number 6. Hot sauce, number 5. Tomato / marinara sauce, number 4. Sweet and sour sauce, number 3. Barbecue, number 2. And for some godforsaken reason, ranch was number 1 on the list that was voted courtesy of the Freddie and Harry Selection Committee, involving yours truly, Freddie Coleman, Harry Douglas, Shannon Penn, and Devin Kane, our producers, with some assistance from Christine Lisi, our sports and anchor goddess, who broke the tie between number 4 and number 5, and Alfredo sauce did not make the cut. So it's time for you to make the cut. What is your best sauce? What is your favorite sauce? At 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. One of our favorites, we haven't heard from him in a while, Marshawn in Iowa. What is your best sauce?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
First and foremost, I want to say happy belated birthday to the Douglases. I couldn't get in the line yesterday. My sister and her husband share the same birthday, which is September 11th.
Nice.
And they turned that to their anniversary.
Wow.
Personally, all the best sauces you guys named. You guys hurt my feelings, man. And whoever don't like hot sauce, you're not black, man. You like
really?
You like chitlins? You like hot sauce.
Stop that, Marshawn.
One thing, I'm sorry, my dog, but why y'all didn't say queso, man?
Oh, that's another good one.
Queso's not bad.
I love queso.
I don't mind queso. I don't mind with nachos or, yeah, I don't mind that.
Queso's another good one.
Queso's okay, but we're not going to have that whole colorism thing from you, Marshawn, and Iowa. You know better than that.
Marshawn mentioned chitlins.
I'm as black as they come, Marshawn.
Yeah. I may be butterscotch, but don't get it twisted. Axel in California, what is your best favorite sauce?
Oh, what's up, guys? Real quick, happy birthday. Harry.
Well done.
Happy birthday, brother. Excellent. Yeah. First of all, ranch is my number one. I put that on everything. I haven't tried it yet, but I would put it on a PB&J just to see what it tastes like. I don't think it would be very good. But
I'm so glad Axel feels the same way that me and Devin feels about ranch.
It's so,
ranch
man,
can go on everything.
Everything.
It does not go on everything.
Even
he said he would think about putting a peanut butter jelly, but then he stopped short by saying it would get messy.
Well, listen.
He knew.
Any savory item, I could make an argument that ranch can go on it.
Yep.
God, stop.
This is how you know ranch is trash, because you say ranch, I put that on everything. No, that's a slogan from Frank's Hot Sauce.
Thank you.
I put that on everything.
Yeah, and I don't put that on everything. I don't put it on anything.
Just because he said it doesn't mean he's thinking about hot sauce.
Oh, my God.
Shannon.
Mitchell in Michigan, what is your best favorite sauce, my brother?
I got to go with the hot sauce. Thank you.
Mitchell, right now, where are you, Mitchell, saying thank you? Where are you? What fast food restaurant are you in the drive-thru at?
How'd you know?
I heard you say thank you.
I get a little snack after work.
Okay. All right.
You got hot sauce with it?
Get out of line fast enough.
Did you tell him to give you some hot sauce?
I did. I got some hot sauce with my fries.
See, hot sauce. People love hot sauce with fries. My sister loves hot sauce with fries. That's not for me.
No, that's not for me, either.
I'm not against.
I get heartburn.
See, I just don't like the taste of it. I'm the only one in my family that doesn't like hot sauce. My dad doesn't complain about it. He goes, oh, that means more for us. I'm the only one that does not like hot sauce.
Oh, here's a good one coming up, Freddie.
Yeah, Brandon in the Midwest. Parts unknown, but his name is Brandon at 888-729-3776. Brandon, thanks for hitting us up on Freddie and Harry and ESPN Radio. Brandon, what is your favorite best sauce?
Oh, this sauce goes on everything. White gravy. You can put it on chicken. Okay. You can put it on noodles. You can put it on rice.
Yes.
It goes on everything. Yes. It's biscuits.
Yeah. Oh, definitely on biscuits, especially like either Golden Corral or definitely when it comes to one of my other favorites, you know, when you have like, you know, you get the biscuits and the white gravy at Golden Corral or, now we're talking. Mm-hmm.
I have me a fetish for that white gravy. I love me some white gravy.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? That should have made the list. That almost should have made the list. It definitely,
I agree.
It definitely placed a ranch. It definitely should have made the list in place of that.
I don't know about that.
I'm definitely going to get outvoted on that. Tim in the great state of Connecticut. Tim, what is your favorite best sauce, my friend?
I would definitely go with barbecue. But the question I had was, is ranch really a sauce? I mean, everything else has sauce after its name. Ranch is a dressing, right?
So let me tell you this. There are certain restaurants when I go get ranch, on the packet it says ranch sauce.
Okay.
And also, not ranch dressing.
But also, place you go, it has ranch dressing.
Yeah, but also, if you go on a menu and they got various sauces to dip in, it will say dipping sauce. Ranch is one of those options.
Yeah. It qualifies. If you can put it on something or you dip it in something. I mean, people get like barbecue sauces from fast food restaurants and they dunk their chicken in as well, so that qualifies. So I'm not going to. I'm not a ranch fan, but I'm not going to completely dismiss it. That is not a sauce. I'm not going to do that. Although Shannon's looking at me in complete disagreement as far as that goes. Kevin in North Carolina, what is your favorite best sauce, my friend?
A salsa. Put it on a chip. Put it on a taco. Put it on anything. Cover it in it. It's delicious.
Mike Urinago, one of our producers and also managers behind the scenes. He hit us up by text and saying, is salsa a sauce? Because salsa is Spanish for sauce.
Oh, so I don't think I would put salsa on anything. I don't like salsa because of the spice. But my wife, her favorite food is Mexican food. So she loves salsa. My kids, they love salsa as well, too.
Yeah.
I'm not a salsa guy.
Sometimes that can be the best appetizer. You go to a Mexican restaurant and they just bring you the chips and salsa together. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful. You'll fill up on that. You won't have any room for dinner. If like, the sauce is really good, with, like the chunky tomatoes in it as well, yeah, man.
But you can't put it on everything, though. You can put it on tacos and the stuff that he named, but that's about it.
To me, salsa is kind of like, you know, I'm not putting salsa in a burger. Let's put it that way. I'm not putting salsa in a hot dog. Not doing that. Not putting salsa in a lot of chicken. Not doing that either. Certain things are just regionalized. Sorry. Yes. Nothing wrong with that. It's okay, but I'm not putting salsa on everything. Reggie in Richmond, Virginia. Reggie, what's your best favorite sauce, my brother?
Yeah, hey, Freddie and Harry, love y'all's show.
Thank you.
And you just mentioned regional, so this is around D.C. If you get some chicken wings, you've got to have mambo sauce.
I've never had mambo
sauce. Oh, my goodness. We picked up a bottle of that. What is mambo sauce? For those who don't know Reggie in Richmond, describe mambo sauce.
Mambo sauce is kind of like a sweet barbecue sauce.
Yes, it is.
But it's got a very unique flavor, and for some chicken wings, you can't beat it.
Yeah, put it this way. You can put that on chicken wings, french fries, jumbo strip. Hell, I put it on fried rice. Mambo sauce, really, really good.
So next time I'm in the DMV area, I'm going to get me some mambo sauce. No,
go to Walmart.
Oh, they sell it at Walmart? Okay.
They got a Walmart.
No. You got to go to the best places in D.C. If you got to make sure you lock your car, that means you're going to the right place.
Which means, Harry, I'm sure you know a place in Atlanta like that. Go there.
Anyone else getting real hungry right now?
Oh, we've been hungry.
I'm getting hungry,
but
man.
Before we started this whole thing, the hunger quotient was high. But, yeah, to Shannon's point, places where you know you got to, like, you know, wave your hand in front. Yeah,
lock
those places. Exactly. Lock everything, including yourself. Those kind of places will have Mambo sauce, I can promise you. Chris, in Indiana, your favorite best sauce is what and why?
Well, choking white guys calling in and saying mayonnaise.
But, Chris, I love mayo.
I love mayo, too. Mayo's great.
I'm not opposed to mayo.
I am a huge fan of mayo.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to mayo.
A bigger fan.
Not opposed.
You not a fan at all?
You're not a fan of mayonnaise, Devin?
No, I am. I was asking Harry how big a fan he is of it.
Oh, huge fan.
Yeah. Give me that on a nice hoagie, nice hero sandwich, a little turkey and cheese with that.
Yeah, Shannon, man. Do you love mayo?
I've dabbled with some mayo in the past.
You mean dabbled with some mayo? Wow. Either you love it or you don't.
In, man. You got to put more work in so you can get some mayo, bro.
My dad, not a mayo fan. Nope. He can't stand it.
Not my brother hates mayo.
Yeah, my dad hates mayo.
Like, I love mayo, like, yeah. If I go get a sub from somewhere,
mm-hmm.
I want you to spread it on the bottom bun.
Oh, Lord.
I want you to spread it on the top of the bun of the sub. I want it on the top and bottom.
I bet you do. Amy in Maryland, please save us at 888-729-3776. Miss Amy, what is your favorite best sauce and why?
Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce.
Oh, now we're talking.
That's a go-to in my household.
Between that
Polynesian sauce?
Yeah, between that and the regular Chick-fil-A sauce, it's pretty good on the waffle fries. But the Polynesian sauce,
the Chick-fil-A
sauce
kind of reminds me of honey mustard a little bit.
Yeah.
But that Polynesian? A little bit,
but that Polynesian is no joke. Yeah,
man,
Amy and Marilyn spot on with that.
All the Princey shirts up there in the dirty clothes, goddamn Polynesian sauce all on them.
He's eating it and wearing it, isn't he?
Man, he dip everything in Polynesian sauce. All over his shirts.
I can see your wife and you. I said, dip your chicken in the sauce, not your shirt, Princey. And Prince is eating it up, isn't he?
I promise you, every single shirt that he wears at school when he comes home to eat, he dip everything in Polynesian. If it's not ranch, it's Polynesian sauce. Every last one I'm right now in the dirty clothes basket with sauce, Polynesian sauce dripped all over it.
He's got a sauce smorgasbord going on there, doesn't he?
Well, you
got
to feed your mouth, not your clothes.
Did you eat it or wear it? What's wrong with you? Lorraine in New Jersey. Miss Lorraine, what is your best favorite sauce and why?
So, first off, I want to say, how about those Falcons win last night over the Eagles? That's the first thing I want to say. But my favorite sauce is a crab sauce.
Oh,
cook the crabs and the sauce that's left over. You put a little stuff to thicken it a little bit and serve it over some spaghetti noodles. It's delicious.
Crab sauce is underrated. Yeah. Miss Lorraine.
So how many of y'all like crab sauce?
I'm a major. Anytime we get a chance going down to Maryland. We definitely dip it into the crab sauce.
I'm not a big fan of crab sauce at all.
Have you tried it?
I don't want to.
Why not?
I leave it to you, Freddie. You can get all the crab sauce you want,
man.
Buddy.
Put it this way. You got like a seafood boil with steamed crab or anything like that. You put that on there with the crab sauce, you're living.
Dev, you like crab sauce?
I mean, the way Freddie's describing it, I might have to give it a try.
Get that a little good. Get that a good lobster as well too. You're living, believe me.
But see, the only seafood I eat is shrimp, so that's why.
Crab sauce go well on shrimp. I'm telling you, it will go well. It will go good on shrimp. I'm positive.
I might try it.
Okay, I'm not steering you wrong. I'm not trying to get you to try something just to try, but yeah. Lorraine in New Jersey.
Does it have like that fishy seafood smell to it or taste to it?
No.
Oh, okay, well, I'll try that.
No, not at all.
Because I don't like anything that smells fishy and has that seafood. I'm not trying it.
Crab sauce.
I smell that.
Yeah, crab sauce doesn't do that. Nope. You put that on there. It's almost like, you know, like Lowry seasoned salt sometimes. It has that kind of smell to it, depending if you make it right, if you do that. That's why.
Okay.
I'm here to help.
Sounds like a plan.
Last but not least, Bryce in Georgia. Bryce, what is your favorite best sauce and why?
Hey, gentlemen, I was going to say honey mustard. How did that not make the board? Also, wanted to add, I think we're talking sauces, but also there's a big difference between a condiment and a sauce you put on a pasta. I don't know if they're even going to rank them against each other, to be honest. The tomato sauce versus ranch, et cetera.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't want to get too technical.
Exactly.
So everything that
it's a good point,
probably,
Bryce. You're
like,
right.
Yeah, so technically you're right. But we just went with things that we like to put on food.
Or things that we do not like to put on food.
Facts. From a sauce department.
I put it that way. From a sauce / condiment / topping, whatever that is. You can weigh in on Twitter at ColemanESPN and at HDouglas83. What is your best favorite sauce? For example, Will Springstead says pesto sauce. Underrated sauce, pesto sauce.
Yes.
Put that on chicken. Yeah, man. The one time a friend of mine made a pesto sauce pizza. That was fantastic. Yeah, exactly. With the, had the cheese and everything.
I'm gonna try that crab sauce.
Oh, you will not be sorry. I can promise you. So keep weighing in on Twitter. Your best favorite sauce at 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776 with Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. And which 0-2 team in the NFL or 0-2 teams in the NFL need that special sauce to make sure they don't get a chance to be 0-3 and have their season come completely, completely off the rails? We'll tell you which of those teams are in panic mode or in patience mode if you keep it here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hot Sauce Freddie, the Freddie and Harry Podcast.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
And how many 0-2 teams in the NFL are saying that when it rains, it pours? You're about to find out right now on Freddie and Harry with Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together on SiriusXM Channel 80, the ESPN app, as well as by telling your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. This way, it's easy to bundle and easy to save, so you visit Progressive.com to find exactly how to do that. So, Harry, brother Harry, after 2 weeks in the NFL season, we have nine teams that are 0-2. Bengals, Colts, Ravens, Jaguars, Giants, Rams, Titans, Broncos, and Panthers. So we're going to do a little panic or patience. Which 0-2 teams in the NFL need to panic, or everybody needs to chill? I'm going to start the Bengals. Panic or patience involving them?
I'm going to go patience with this football team, especially what we've seen them do in week two. Even though they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, they had them right there on the cusp, should have won the game, outplayed Kansas City for the entire matchup. Came down to the last drive for the Kansas City Chiefs offensively. The Bengals defense, too many mistakes. Let Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion, off the hook again. But when I look at their next few games, they play the Washington Commanders, the Carolina Panthers, the Baltimore Ravens, and the New York Giants. So I think a very favorable schedule the next 4 weeks. That Baltimore Ravens game, that's going to be a toss-up in the air. Yeah. But when I look at the Commanders, the Carolina Panthers, and the Giants, there should be three wins right there for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, it's going to be patience time because we've seen this before. In 5 out of 6 years that the Cincinnati Bengals have started the season, they started the season 0-2. So this is not unfamiliar territory to them. But when your margin of error is a lot slimmer, You can exhibit patience, but you better not lose a Monday night to Washington Commanders because they believe they can get you. The Carolina Panthers, as much of a disarray organization as they've been, that should be a win. But if you're Bengals, yeah, hey, patience, you've done this before. But don't allow that to think you can overcome that again if you take things for granted, which you should not do in the NFL. Indianapolis Colts, panic or patience?
I'm going to go panic. This football team played the Green Bay Packers last week without Jordan Love and Malik Willis at the quarterback position, who not too long got to the team. For them defensively to not load up the box and stopping the run being at the forefront of everything that you that you wanted to do was very troubling to me. They allowed 53 rushes for 261 yards. That's what the Green Bay Packers had in that matchup. On top of Anthony Richardson, you know, has to get the timing right with the receivers. Something looks a little off right now. Yeah. So I'm gonna go panic.
Yeah, I'm gonna go panic based on this. Bears, Steelers, Jaguars, Titans, Dolphins, Texans, Vikings, Bills, Jets, Lions. Those are the next game for the Indianapolis Colts. And when your margin is very, very thin and you're hoping that Anthony Richardson will continue to get better, I think that's going to be the case. But that schedule may wind up wearing them down as all said and done. I'm with you. That's a panic situation involving the Indianapolis Colts. Ravens about to play my Cowboys at 0-2. Panic or patience?
Surprisingly, I'm going to go panic with this football team because I do not like their offensive line right now. I also don't understand what their offensive identity is. I say panic. They still have an opportunity with all the things I just mentioned to win their first game of the year and also the game versus the Raiders, but they didn't, so they're 0-2. When you look at their schedule and what they have coming up, Dallas Cowboys, Buffalo Bills, Cincinnati Bengals. Right now I'm in panic mode if I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan.
Here's another reason why you should be in panic mode. Who are the Baltimore Ravens? Didn't they used to be a team that could stop your run and run the football down your throat and run play action and generate those kind of big plays and keep your defense off the field? Well, I don't know who these guys are in the first couple of weeks. And I know they played the Chiefs opening night in Kansas City. A lot of people did not think they're going to win that game. They did not. But you can't blow a 23-13 lead in the fourth quarter at home and Derrick Henry's on your football team. He does not see the football. I'm with you. It is clear panic mode because I don't know exactly who or what the Baltimore Ravens are supposed to be in 2024. Jacksonville Jaguars, panic or patience?
I'm going panic with this football team. This is a team that started 0-2. Consistency was the theme when we talked to Trevor Lawrence, not just him as an individual, but also them as a team. Went 8-3 last year, had a major letdown, didn't make the playoffs, started 0-2. This football team can't get right.
Yeah.
For some odd and apparent reason, Freddie, but their next three games – Buffalo Bills, who look really damn good.
Yep.
Houston Texans, who look pretty damn good. And also the Indianapolis Colts. That's a toss-up, can go to any one of those football teams. I don't like where the Jacksonville Jaguars are right now. I don't like what I'm seeing from Doug Peterson. I don't like what I'm seeing from Trevor Lawrence. I just don't like what I'm seeing from this football team.
I'm going to say patience. Maybe I have way too much faith in Doug Peterson. And I know ever since they started 8-3. They're 1-7 in their last eight games when it comes to Jacksonville Jaguars. But because I think Doug Peterson is still going to find a way to figure that out, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to find his way back to wherever he is right now. So I'm going to say a little bit of patience with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Maybe I shouldn't when you got the Bills and Texans your next couple of games, but maybe because I've seen Doug Peterson do this before, I believe he'll be able to do that again.
So, Freddie, I have one more team I want to get to. The New York Giants. 30. Panic or patience for you?
Neither. Just get out.
put a sock in it, Juffy.
Exactly.
Giants, the Giants are done.
Giants, panic or patience?
I wish we had more time to talk about
it. How about the W? Who cares? Because the New York Giants. But the Eagles are in their division, meaning the New York Giants. They had a chance to go 2-0. It didn't happen. Did they lose it last night? Or did the Atlanta Falcons win that Monday Night Football game after being down late? It's Freddie and Harry, and this is ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry Podcast.